Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Did you know that you can get this on Alexa? You can, so just look for Pray Every Day or my name, and you should be able to find it. And while you're cooking dinner or taking a walk, well, I guess you'd have to take the Alexa on the walk with you. So maybe not taking a walk, but when you're working in your house, you can listen to a prayer every single day. A huge thanks to Michelle Reynolds for being one of the Patreon sponsors. She went to patreon.com/prayeveryday and has sponsored this podcast. And so I'm so grateful for that. And there's lots of different levels. You can go there and figure that out if you'd be interested. Also, it's 9/11 today, so just a shout out to those who live in the U.S. who may remember that very difficult day, and we'll be praying for all those who have walked through the pain of 9/11 in different ways throughout these past years. So anyway, let's go ahead and start this episode. We are in Psalm 101, verse 7. And again, I'm using verses from the Seven Deadly Friendships, which comes out in a few weeks, October 1st to be exact. And we're going to be going through 3 months of relational scriptures, and then we'll start on some Advent scriptures starting at the end of November. So we're in the New International Version this month, and this is what it says. Psalm 101, verse 7. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what an important verse, and it shows how much you value truth and authenticity and honesty. And thank you for that high value, and we want that high value in our lives. We want to be people who do not practice deceit. We want to honor you with our tongues. We want to honor you with our speech. We want to honor you with our intentions and our thoughts. We want to be true to ourselves, and we also want to be true to you. And so I pray for our interactions today as we go throughout the day, loving on other people, hearing burdens, praying for people, that we would be honest, that we would not be deceitful, and we would not speak falsely, even in order to like curry attention or curry favor with someone. I know, Lord, that I struggle with that myself, where I tend to be a chameleon and I can blend into different environments. And that means that sometimes I shape my personality to fit someone's ideas instead of really actually being true to myself. So, Lord, we pray that you would make us real, like the Velveteen Rabbit, well-loved, but also super honest. And we want to dwell in your house. We want to stand in your presence. We want to experience you. I particularly pray for those who are walking through grief as a result of 9/11 or any sort of loss in the past year or 5 years or 10 years, because grief is a long-term thing. And Lord, we as a church have failed to grieve well. We don't know what it's like. We either get stuck or we shove it down, and there's a different way through. And we pray that, I pray today that you would help us to grieve. Teach us that it's okay to let you know that we're mad at you. Teach us that it's okay to say, I'm really hurting and I could really use prayer. Teach us to be honest about what we are walking through so that others can bear our burdens. Lord, thank you that we don't have to go through this alone. Although I know that those particularly who have lost spouses feel utterly alone, especially at night in the quiet of the day, or those who have been longing to get married and they feel the grief of an unmet dream and they are lonely. And so, Lord, would you just speak to them today? Would you cover them with your love? Would you show them that you see in small and big ways? Would you carry the weight of their grief? And Lord, I pray you would carry the weight of my grief as I have walked through some pain over the last year, just like everybody else listening to this podcast. In particular relationships, there's been some conflict and death. And so, Lord, I give that to you today. I give you the heartache involved in letting go of someone. And I ask that you would bless my friend, that you would bless my relationship that hasn't gone exactly the way I wanted. And I pray, Lord, that there would be reconciliation on this side of heaven. But Lord, for all of us who have that incomplete story where there isn't reconciliation right now, I pray that you would give us peace as we wait. And I pray all this in your powerful name, Jesus. Amen. And thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are such a blessing to me, and I'm grateful, so grateful for you. Thank you for listening.